Moving to infrastructure challenges, astronauts on the International Space Station were told to shelter due to air leak repairs, and we're seeing powerful GPS interference across Europe. These stories illustrate how critical infrastructure vulnerabilities can cascade unexpectedly.
The ISS air leak situation highlights the complexity of maintaining life support systems in space. What appears to be routine maintenance can quickly escalate to emergency protocols when dealing with pressurized environments in vacuum. The fact that crew had to shelter demonstrates the serious nature of even minor repairs.
From a risk management perspective, space infrastructure represents the ultimate high-stakes, low-redundancy environment. Every system failure could be catastrophic, but you can't simply shut down operations for extended maintenance. The economic implications as commercial space activity expands are enormous.
The GPS interference story is particularly concerning because it affects everything from aviation navigation to financial trading timestamp synchronization. The research traces interference sources across Europe, suggesting coordinated activity rather than accidental emissions.
GPS dependency has become so pervasive that most businesses don't realize how exposed they are. Financial markets rely on GPS for transaction timestamps, logistics companies use it for routing optimization, and even data centers depend on GPS for network synchronization. Widespread interference could trigger systemic disruptions.
The technical analysis of GPS cryptography over 19 years reveals how vulnerable these systems actually are. What we think of as a robust navigation system was designed in an era when jamming required significant technical resources. Now, cheap software-defined radios can disrupt GPS across wide areas.
Microsoft's release of PG Durable addresses a different kind of infrastructure reliability challenge. This technology enables durable execution within PostgreSQL, meaning long-running processes can survive database restarts and system failures without losing progress.
The open-source release is strategically interesting. Microsoft is essentially giving away enterprise-grade infrastructure technology, likely because they want to standardize distributed systems patterns that favor their cloud architecture. It's sophisticated technology that smaller companies couldn't develop independently.
For database reliability, this represents a significant advancement. Traditional transaction processing assumes operations complete quickly, but modern applications often need to coordinate complex workflows that might take hours or days. Durable execution bridges that gap.
The Compute SDK story about running 1,000 concurrent sandboxes provides another perspective on infrastructure scaling. The lessons learned from that level of containerization could influence how we think about security isolation and resource management at scale.
What's particularly relevant is how these infrastructure challenges intersect. GPS interference affects ISS operations, database reliability impacts financial systems, and containerization security influences how we deploy applications that depend on location services. Modern infrastructure is increasingly interdependent.
The economic implications are substantial. As digital infrastructure becomes more complex, the cost of maintaining reliability grows exponentially. Companies that master infrastructure resilience gain competitive advantages, while those that don't face systemic risks.